Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 101. Back to it. It's weird. There's a long phrase now, 101, 101. But thank you so much, first of all, for all the feedback from episode 100. You all are simply amazing. You shared it so much. It really does mean the world to me, and I'm so humbled and just grateful for your support. But now it's back to it. And I've got a really good episode and topic here that honestly just makes me excited to be alive. Like, it really does. It amps me up. You know, I'm amped because I'm talking about what one of my favorite topics with a kind of renewed focus and angle. And that's the idea of asking for what you want in life. Literally asking, literally texting, calling, emailing, walking up to a person and asking for what you want, asking for a favor, asking for directions, asking for guidance, whatever, just freaking asking. Because I think if you don't learn to do this and you don't come to terms with why it's so powerful, I think you're always going to be outliving your life, looking at other people and their success and their happiness and just wondering to yourself how they got so, like, quote, lucky. You're going to wonder how they got to where they are when in reality, you can get there yourself, not by getting lucky, but by asking and asking more often. And, you know, that's all those people are doing. And I think it's time you start doing the same and start realizing that the universe seriously, seriously rewards those who ask. It really does. And I'm very excited to chat about this. So I'm going to hop right into it. First, I'll ask in line with today's episode to please take a minute and share the podcast if you can. Share it with the people in your life, friends, significant others, colleagues, family members, however, whoever, if there's someone you think that would find value in the things that I talk about, the mindsets, the optimism, the positivity, I'd be so humbled and very grateful for you to share the podcast. Again, it's on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, iHeartRadio, pretty much everywhere. So thank you so much. Your support, as always, means everything to me. If you do share, be sure to shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny so I can thank you properly. Or if you just want to chat, shoot me a DM at case.kenny. So I'll get right into it. You know, I hope you did enjoy episode 100. It sounds like you did. I kind of really poured my heart into that one. But with episode 101, I want to go back from, you know, from the clouds down to the earth, to the nitty gritty. I want to talk about something very specific. It's something, you know, like I've said that I've talked about a lot before, but I was really inspired by this recently and I thought about it again and I felt the need to drive this home for real because I think it's that powerful. I really do. And, you know, I'll start by saying that this was really inspired, unfortunately, by the passing of Nipsey Hussle for this episode. I'm sure you saw in the news that he was tragically killed this past week. I'm a big fan of Nipsey, his rap, his mindset, his music, his philanthropy, his mission. And one of my favorite songs of his is called Victory Lap. It's a banger. It's a great song. It speaks to me. And there's so many lines in that song that really made me want to do this episode and just talk about the absolute power of asking for what you want in life, asking for help, of just asking. There's two lines that I really like. One was, spoke some things into the universe and they appeared. I say it's worth it. I won't say it's fair. And then later Nipsey says, effort, got an L, but got an E for effort. And I think those things go so hand in hand. And that really spoke to me in big ways. Big ways because I've come to realize that, yeah, life certainly isn't fair. It really, really isn't. Not in the slightest. I mean, you can look around you, not to sound like a hater, but you can look at the people around you, the people you work with, people you have worked with, people you've associated with, friends, dated, whatever. And the reality is that so often, less qualified, less talented, less hardworking people succeed. They do better. They earn more. They get more recognition. They achieve their dreams. They travel. They're happy. They're fulfilled. And it's certainly not because they're any more talented or hustle their face off any more than someone like yourself. If you work a 9-to-5, I'm sure that you've come across these kind of scenarios where maybe someone's been promoted beyond their ability, like way past it. Like, and you know, now they're making the big bucks. They're doing the big things, making the headlines, taking the promotions, not because they're genius or crazy impactful with their business ability. You know, nah, it's something else. I think it's because they spoke something into the universe, into the world, into business, into relationships, whatever. They spoke it, and those things reward those words. They really do. And that's what I'm talking about today, the absolute power of asking for what you want. That's the effort I'm talking about. And I've even done a pretty similar episode before on speaking up when you want more, right? I think I gave examples around, you know, asking for a better seat in a restaurant or asking to skip the line, that kind of thing. And it's the same idea here for sure, but it's bigger than that. It's more impactful than that. It makes me want to stand up when I'm recording this podcast. You know, it's bigger in the way that Nipsey described, that I think the universe literally responds to what you ask for. And that's a big freaking deal, one that I think can really change your life. Because, you know, life, it's all about asking for what you want. That's what the universe rewards. It rewards that effort. Because I think if you look at life, there's two kinds of effort. There's the sweaty, grind your face off, put in the work, don't sleep till you get it done kind of effort. And then there's the simple, put yourself out there effort of just asking. And that's what I want to talk about, that second one. That, I think, is what the universe responds to. That is what Nipsey says. If you do, you'll never take an L for that. You'll never take an L for asking. You know, yeah, you might get a no, but that's not an L. You know, you'll never take it because asking for what you want is vulnerable. It's unstoppable. It's a powerful thing to do. It's not easy, certainly. I get that. Fear of rejection is a super real thing in our lives. It owns us oftentimes. It ties us down. It holds us back. But I think once you can learn to overcome that, and learn the power of asking for what you want or asking for help or whatever, then you're free. And then the real magic starts happening in your life. So I'll start with a theory here, and then I'll talk a little bit more about why I think this is so impactful. And I was reading the other day about something called the Benjamin Franklin effect. It's this super interesting idea that says that a person is drawn to like another person more after doing them a favor. That if you do someone a favor, you're more likely to like them after than if you hadn't done them that favor. It sounds backwards, right? You're doing them the favor, but now you like them more. It's weird, right? Super interesting. And it has to do with this thing called cognitive dissonance. But I'm I'm a dude bro guy, and I don't really lean on like a lot of psychology or social studies or things like that, social sciences. You know, I'd rather talk about the implication of an idea like that. And the idea, or the example rather, included in this article that I was reading about this idea in, was that the homie, Benjamin Franklin, had asked his rival for a rare book as a favor. And then later, once he got it, he returned it with a note of thank you. And as a result, this rival apparently spoke to Benjamin much more often, came to really like him, offered him help all the time, and then the two became great friends. And that's the idea here. Right? That it's a very specific example, but it's the idea that asking for something, a favor in this case, asking for what you want in life can really lead you to great places, even if you might not think that's the case. And I think about that idea and I look at my life and it's so true. I've really grown this past year to ask for what I want, to ask for favors. I'm always texting people all the time. Hey man, can you do me a favor? I'll go to a big sales meeting. I'm like, hey, can you do me a favor and send me this or email me that? Time and time again, not because I'm like greedy or obsessed or absorbed by what Case Kenny wants, but it's because I've realized how often we as humans underestimate how likely people are to help us. I've come to realize that we seriously, seriously underestimate people's willingness to help. Like we really do. We underestimate that. And as a result, like it takes a lot for us to be willing to ask for help. And as I read more about this Benjamin Franklin thing, I became curious, why do we do this? So I kind of dug into this a little bit more. I don't normally like do research for the podcast, but I dug into a bunch of articles on this idea of asking for help. And it was really interesting what I learned from a psychological standpoint. It's that we tend to underestimate the likelihood that other people will help us, because when we are asking for help, we focus on what we call the expected cost of helping us, while the people who might be willing to help us, they're on the other hand focusing on the perceived social cost of refusing a request for help, right? Saying no, which most people want to avoid. They don't want to be that person who says no because they think that looks bad. So they're more willing to help. Super interesting. Like humans are weird species. And like I said, I normally stay away from studies or theories or concepts because, you know, I ain't no scientist, but I wanted to bring that up so you can keep just that fact in the back of your mind as I keep talking, because asking for what you want and then getting it, it's kind of built into our DNA as humans. Like it's biology, it's behavioral science. The world wants us to ask. Other humans want us to ask. People want to help, you know, and I think we need to start believing that. And I, for one, have really come to believe that. And then as I dove into the science of this a bit more, I'm like, man, dude, this is super true stuff. But you know, even outside of the studies, okay, outside of the semantics of how we evolved to get to this point in life, I think you're going to be so much happier, so much more fulfilled, so much more effective at creating the life you want if you only start asking for it. Asking for what you want, asking for favors, asking for help, asking. And I saw a quote the other day that said the following. It said, we are 50% satisfied with our lives. And the reason we're at 50% is, all too often, because we've never outright asked for 100%. And you know I love that. If you listen, you know I love that. I'll say it again. We're 50% satisfied with our lives. And the reason we're at 50% is because all too often, we've never outright asked for 100%. And to my point a minute ago, it's that fear of no, that fear of taking an L that owns us and that stops us from asking. And to go back to last episode, episode 100, fear of no is what's holding us back from living our truth. That's what I talked about in that episode, living your truth. That's a life where you're free and nothing's holding you back. None of your past mistakes, fear of inadequacy, or in this case, fear of being told no, hold you back. But, you know, here's what I've realized, and it's very in line with what I talk about so often about this idea of living a life with no regrets. It's that no, the answer no, isn't the L. No isn't failure. No isn't the bottom. It really isn't. The big L, I think the L, the actual L, the worst case scenario, the regret in life is found where you don't know the answers to questions, where you're constantly wondering what if. That's the true L. It's an L where you live in your head, where you wonder what if, where you never ask for what you want because you're simply afraid of a potential no. But as Nipsey says, you'll never get an L for putting what you want out into the universe because you'll always get an E, not an L. And life is about that E, about that effort, about that experience and that perspective. That's what makes you whole in life. And I genuinely, genuinely believe that. And it puts a smile on my face because it's had a huge effect on how I live. Really, you know, maybe more so than any other mindset I've talked about. Yeah, that's not clickbait. You know, it's affected my life in big ways because it has taught me that no doesn't become an L. Because when you decide that it's okay to ask for what you want, because you decide that when you get to that point, you're prepared for any answer, yes or no, that makes all the difference. You're prepared for either answer. And the possibility of the latter, no, it doesn't discourage you anymore. It's no longer an L in your mind because you're ready to accept it and move on in hopes of getting a yes down the road. You know, it makes you unapologetic and you're never sorry for asking. You never say, oh, sorry. Like that's not part of your vocabulary. You're never ashamed or guilty of asking. And I could spend probably 20 minutes listing out things that I've asked for in life. But here's a couple recently that I asked for and was told yes. I mentioned this the other day, but I literally emailed iHeartRadio, their like business development people. And I said, hey, can you put my podcast in your featured top 10? They said, yes. in my day job, I look back at the past couple of years, I've asked to be promoted several times. And believe it or not, I've been promoted each time, like 4 times over 5 years, really incredible stuff. With the podcast, back to the podcast, I ask you all to share it all the time, right? I did it just a minute ago. And you guys share the shit out of it. It's so humbling. It's insane. You guys want to help me. Like it's amazing. I'll go down a rabbit hole with that one. So you guys say yes. I connect with people all the time that I really respect and admire and look up to as mentors. And all the time I reach out and say, hey, can I have 5 minutes of your time? And they say yes. Tomorrow, I'm leaving for Japan. And you bet your ass that when I get on that plane, I'm going to ask if they can upgrade me. can't hurt. Hey, any seats open in business or economy plus or whatever, can you upgrade me? You know, so many examples, big ones, small ones, where the answer was yes. And on the flip side, I can also list out ones where the answer was no. Here's a couple. Like from a business perspective with Pursuit, again, the business that I run, brands say no to me all the time. I'll reach out to them and say, hey, are you interested in sponsoring? They'll say, no, you're not big enough. No, you're too expensive. No, not interested. Nah, no, thank you. Like I said, tomorrow, leaving for Japan, and I've been trying to get a reservation at this traditional Japanese hotel called a Ryokan, and it's really well known. It's in Tokyo, or Kyoto, rather, and I can't even get on the wait list. Like, that's how popular it is. So I did a bunch of research, and I ended up getting in contact with them, which is pretty tough because it looks like they only speak Japanese. But anyway, I asked them, I begged them to put us at the top of the list, and they said no. They said, quote, we don't do that. So I got hit with the no there. From a career standpoint, I did ask for another promotion at work this year. I got hit with a no. No, sorry, not this time. Timing isn't right. It's going to be a while. So I broke my streak there, but it was a no. And like dating, for example, I could look back at the past couple of years. You know, I'm done with the apps now. I don't do that anymore. But I can recall several times where I'd meet girls on apps, go out or whatever, and it just, we didn't hit it off. We didn't gel. Maybe I wasn't my best self, whatever. But got hit with the no, you know, whatever, you know, and it happens. So lots of yeses, lots of nos, and I've lived through them all. And it's through those experiences that I come out the other side and I'm even more energized to continue asking. Ask, because I realized that you've got the freaking universe on your side. And according to psychology, you've got people literally wired to want to help you. So I don't know what more we need to start asking, what more we need to convince ourselves to ask more. You know, you've got the universe and you've got humanity wired to want to help. I don't need any more convincing than that. So I think we've all just got to get to the point in our lives where we ask and ask and ask. And I think the only way to get there is to start asking. And then the more you do that, realize that the answer doesn't matter. And, you know, you live through what I just described. Get told yes, get told no. You need that experience to get to the point where you're just enthusiastic to always be asking. And I'll let you get there on your own. I don't really have any ideas to push yourself necessarily, but I'll try to motivate you. I mean, so you can have me in the back of your head convincing you to ask more. So like, think about the people in your life or that you read about or that you listen to on TV, right? These are people who have grown and are just crushing it. Right? Maybe people you grew up with, or like maybe someone you graduated from college with who, like, when you knew that person was just kind of a complete fuck up, never studied, barely passed, never really had anything going for them. And now you see this person that had started a business, is making millions, making a huge impact in the world. Or maybe a friend of yours who used to hop from relationship to relationship, always ended up in tears and breakups and frustration and all that. And now this person has found someone and they're both madly in love and they're living their lives together and they couldn't be happier. Or, you know, maybe a former colleague of yours in the 9-to-5 space who, you know, when they were working, started a blog and then ended up quitting their job and now makes a living blogging and traveling the world, whatever, right? You know, and you see these people, former friends, former colleagues, people you read about online. And you look at them and you've watched them grow and level up and you're like, man, what the fuck? How did this happen? You know, was it just luck? Was it just their time? You know, when will it be my time? When, where's my lottery ticket? But nah, you know, that wasn't what happened to these people. Maybe they got a tad bit lucky. But if I were to talk to those people and really dove into their story, I'm more than willing to bet that their growth came from them starting to just ask more. I really believe that they started to get more of what they wanted in life because they started to ask for it. Maybe not directly asking for that thing, but I'm willing to bet that they started asking for more in general, for more favors, for more help, for guidance. And the universe responds to that. People respond to that. And again, you don't need to directly ask for that thing. You know, give me that promotion or go on this date with me or give me that money. Give me this vacation. You know, you can ask indirectly, asking for help to get there, asking for directions, asking for a favor to learn how to get closer to that goal. You know, small steps of the way, indirect. And I'm sure those people that you've observed and maybe been a little bit jealous of, they realized that and they started asking. And through the experience of asking, they've been rewarded. I'm sure the universe has given them a lot of no's, But through that, it's given them a lot of ease. And the universe rewards people who have that E for effort and experience. And, you know, just straight up, I look at it pretty black and white. In fact, I try not to do that a lot of times. But I don't think you're going to get what you want in life unless you ask for it. Unless you ask for help in getting there. Unless you ask for guidance on how to get there. Unless you ask for directions on how to get there. Unless you ask for an introduction to someone who can help you get there, right? You're just not. I really believe that. You're not going to get that bread, as I used to say, unless you ask. You're not going to get that dream job. You're not going to get that promotion. You're not going to get to the front of the line. You're not going to go on that date with that person. None of that. You have to be willing to start asking. And notice I've been rambling for several minutes now, and I'm not being specific about the things necessarily that you should ask for. And that's purposeful because that'll come naturally to you once you wrap your head around the power of asking in general, and that there's no L to be given if the answer is no. That the universe simply responds to you asking, and in good ways more often than not. Because again, most people don't ask. When you start asking, you're literally separating yourself from most people. And then, you know, most people, because they don't ask, they look at the world and they just assume that life isn't fair, that some people are getting lucky and they're not, that the odds are stacked against them. But I don't think that's the case. You know, those people, the other people, the people who get what they want in life, they've asked for it. They've been asking for it. They will continue to ask for it. And obviously, I recognize it's not as simple as that. There's other things at play. But any time I talk to people that are happy with a smile on their face or successful or influential or impactful, I talk to them and it's very clear that these people ask. They see no downside to it. They only see upside to it. They ask because they know the value of asking. They ask because they know that they're worthy of an answer. That is yes. And if it's told no, they're told no, they fall back on everything I just been talking about, that it's not an L. You get the experience, you get the E. They know that asking leads to huge breakthroughs. They know that life isn't fair, again, but that you can sit there and hope and visualize and do all the manifestation practices that you want. But at the end of the day, asking is your ace up your sleeve. It's the trump card. It's the most powerful thing you have, because that's what powers you to live a life you want. And to end here real quick, there's one other lyric from that Nipsey song. At the end, he says, "Find your purpose or you're wasting air." And I think that every human's purpose, regardless of what you like, what your personality is, what your goals are, every human's purpose is to create a life you want. And in order to do that, you have to ask. Otherwise, you're just coasting. You're just wasting time. So create your own life, your own purpose, and you do that by asking. That's it. So I only to right there. I'm really fired up. I love this idea. I hope you found some value in it. As always, I'll take my advice here. And if you did find value in it and you enjoyed it and you can share this episode, I'd really appreciate it. DM it, text it, share it, do whatever you got to do. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now and can take maybe 2 minutes and leave a 5-star rating, quick 1-2 sentence review, that would mean the world to me. So thank you so much. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.